The inquiry into the Omagh bomb has begun hearing from witnesses and people injured in the attack. The public inquiry is examining whether the real IRA bombing in August of 1998 could have been prevented. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, has been following the evidence. Vincent, in previous days, the inquiry heard about those who were killed. It's now moved on to a new phase.
Indeed it has. I mean, 29 people were killed in the Omagh bombing. More than 200 others were injured, many of them very seriously, many left with life-changing injuries. We don't often hear from those voices, but today the inquiry started doing just that, hearing from the accounts of survivors, of those injured or otherwise caught up in the explosion. There was some very distressing evidence yet again. The full horror of that day painted in very vivid words in statements from four people whose accounts we heard this morning. One of them was Ian Ferguson. He was working on his family's dry cleaners when he was told by police it was a bomb alert up at the courthouse in the town. Now, his shop was so far away, he said he wasn't worried. Even if it was a bomb, they were far enough away, and he didn't think there was a bomb at that stage. A short time later, all the windows of his shop came in, the railings came crashing down around him when the explosion happened. He went outside a short time later. He saw the remains of the car still burning. He and a friend grabbed fire extinguishers to put out the flames. He then saw the dead and the injured lying all around in the street. And he then told the inquiry what he did that day to try to help.
And right at the back, turned off all the machines. I said to the girls, get whatever you have. Just as I said that, the explosion happened. The whole rails with the garments at the back of the shop fell to the floor. The smoke alarms and screaming started. I went up the seat to the front of the shop. All the windows were blown out. The rails with clothes were all on the floor. It was just a bomb site. I took the two gears out of the shop, up the street, in the opposite direction. I don't know why, but we headed up towards Rivalier. At that stage, I noticed the engine of the car was still on fire. So I went back into the shop and took two fire extinguishers over, and me and another gentleman, I don't know who it was, started to put the blaze out. From that, it was just carnage and squealing and crying. The smell of smoke, it was just terrible. I started then helping people, lifting them off the ground. I remember lifting a lady onto a piece of wood and using it as a stretcher to take her down the street. I don't know how long, but I spent most of the day carrying people, putting them down the wee entry across from the shop. I took a notion I had to go back to the shop to let my parents know I was safe. But I was that disorientated, I couldn't remember the phone number. So I rang my friend and they let my parents know I was okay. I'm back out to help again. There were people bleeding, so I brought towels, blankets, and anything I could get from the shop to use bandages and help people. Again, I don't know how long it lasted. I met the late Father Mullen on the street, went back out of the shop, got sheets for him. He was giving people the last rites and I was putting sheets over them. I went home that evening. I can't remember what time, but felt so thankful to be home.
We also heard an account today from Adele Doherty. She was working in a shop in the town centre when the bomb exploded. In a statement read by a lawyer today, she explained how a short time after the explosion, a police officer asked her to give some first aid treatment to those who've been injured. She described horrendous scenes that greeted her that day. She tried to treat the injured. She described it as a war zone. And we can hear part of her clip now, and there is a warning for listeners. This is quite graphic.
The sights that I saw that day will remain with me to this day. They were horrendous. Body parts, pieces of flesh, broken bodies, and water and blood gushing down the street. Casualties with clothes blown off them. The walking wounded wandering around like zombies.
That statement read on behalf of Adele Doherty. Vincent, the inquiry also heard a statement on behalf of Valerie Hamilton. She was injured in the bombing.
That's right. Valerie Hamilton had also been working in Omagh that day, and she was very seriously injured. Shrapnel injuries all over her body, including very serious wounds to one of her eyes and to her face. She spent 10 days in a hospital being treated for those injuries. But on top of her own injuries, she also had concerns about her own family, because her five-year-old daughter had due to be in town in Oma that day. So she was very worried, obviously, that her daughter had been caught up in the explosion. It was only when lying in hospital, recovering and being treated for injuries, she received the good news that her daughter had not actually gone into Oma that day. Was two nieces injured in the bombing, and she saw one of those nieces, young nieces, in the hospital being treated with a large piece of red metal shrapnel sticking out of her back. So clearly that was some very distressing evidence from her today. And very clear as well in the statement read by the lawyer, John Rafferty, to inquiry, that this continues to have an impact on her life. Her eyesight was impacted, her hearing was impacted, and she receives treatment for severe anxiety, as we can hear now.
I remember being wheeled into the hospital and everyone looking at me. They took me into a cubicle and started working on me everywhere. My husband said to me about my face, but I didn't know what he meant about my face. As far as I am aware, I went from A&E to surgery to get the shrapnel removed from my eye. When I came around, I was told about my injuries. I had to get the lens removed in my eye, and that I was very lucky that I didn't lose my eye. I had a fracture to my left hand and shrapnel wounds all over my body. As well as my two nieces being badly injured, I was also told that my husband's aunt was injured. This is all I can remember about the hospital. I was in for around 10 days. The first few weeks at home were very hard. Visitors called, police called, all questioning me. I just wanted everyone to leave me alone. I struggled to focus, to get my daughter dressed in the mornings for school. I couldn't button her shirt with my hand at the time, and this made me so angry.
And that statement read on behalf of Valerie Hamilton, who was injured in the Oma bombing. Our thanks to our correspondent, Vincent Kearney, for joining us on the line from Oma.